This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director, talking with Chuck Brennan, who is a Sioux Falls native, known nationally with Dollar Loan Center. Chuck, I guess you grew up in, the Cathedral Heights area?
Well, not too far from there. I lived in Sioux Falls for 28 years. The main spot that I lived was right around the 8th and Colville area.
So not too far from where your Clark County Collection building is right now.
Yeah, that whole campus up there is about 6 blocks from where I grew up. I remember riding my bike up there to watch them build that Hardee's building when they built it in 1978, and always kind of kept an eye on that area. And, of course, that was the infamous loop where everybody used to drive around and hang out and party.
Now, were you a Washington or Gorman grad?
I was a Washington. I went to Lincoln Elementary while that was still around, because that was just a block and a half from my house. And then I went to Axtell Park, and then after that, went to Washington High, one of the last graduating classes from the downtown area. I graduated in 1986.
I graduated from the last class before they built Lincoln High. I had a graduating class of about 1,000, and I imagine yours wasn't a small either.
No, it was a big class, actually, in 86.
Well, Sioux Falls have changed quite a bit since 1986, and you have been a part of that. In fact, back when, before you graduated from Washington High, you were in your fifth business already.
I started my first business in grade school, actually. I'm working on business number 16 right now, and Dollar Loan Center was my ninth business. I've always been kind of a serial entrepreneur and always tried to help out and do as much as I could in Sioux Falls with those businesses also.
Well, what were the things you did in high school for business? I was always curious about that.
Well, in a couple of things I did in my earlier businesses, I started managing bands when I was 18 years old, and that's kind of how I got into the music industry on the front end of things. And when I was 21, I opened up the largest rock club at the time in Minnesota, which was called the Blitz Ballroom up in Pipestone. But prior to that, in high school, I had a couple businesses. One of them used to set up at flea markets, car stereos, and we also had a coin business where we would buy and sell and trade gold, silver, and coins. And I started doing that in junior high school in seventh grade with a friend of mine. That was my second business, and that ran for quite a while. And then once I got out of high school, I got into the rock and roll business, started managing bands, opened up the Blitz Ballroom, started promoting concerts all over the Midwest, and that was my previous life in the music business, so to speak.
Well, the Blitz, Joan Jett, Blue Oyster Cult, you know, you had quite a long string of national artists in Pipestone, or Minnesota.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, Joan Jett just got inducted into the Rock and Roll Gods deal that they have. It's a rock gods. I think it's called the Golden Gods Awards last week in Los Angeles, and me and Alice Cooper walked her on stage. Alice presented the award to her. I've always been a big Joan Jett fan, and she played at the Blitz for my 22nd birthday party, I think, is when we had her up there. I named my son Jett, J-E-T-T, after her last name, Joan Jett. So Joan's always been one of my favorite rock stars.
Well, you've been part of the redevelopment of the downtown area there. You've got two buildings, the Clark County Credit Collection and the Dollar Loan Center there. That's a pretty big, and the Rock and Roll Academy, that's a pretty big chunk of real estate there.
Well, we kind of started the redevelopment. Bought that Hardee's building after it turned into a car lot, and that was my first Dollar Loan Center location in South Dakota. And what we did is I slowly but surely bought all the homes on that block. There were 13 homes on there and the Hardee's building. So we bought that whole block and decided to put our corporate headquarters out there for Dollar Loan Center to give back to the community. And it really sparked a tremendous amount of growth between there all the way down to Phillips Avenue. We really cleaned that up. We worked with the state who redeveloped the loop because the loop used to go around and they went straight with it. We donated some of our land there to the state so they could fix that. And it was a big project. We sunk close to $8 million into that. And literally almost overnight after it all opened up, it brought down so many of the vandalism, the crime issues, so many things that were going on there, and sparked about $20 million and more development between there down to Phillips with various projects.
Well, you grew up in, you say, near Colville, and some of your family still live in Sioux Falls.
My mom does, yeah. We lived there for 28 years, and after I moved to Las Vegas, my parents also moved out to Las Vegas in 1998. But after my father passed away a few years ago, my mom moved back to Sioux Falls We have a lot of relatives in the area and such, so she is still there, yes.
I think that maybe, you know, talking to you earlier, that maybe I had a little bit of influence on your rock and roll desires back with the Disco on Wheels. You used to help the YMCA when we did canteens there.
I don't think I missed a one of them. I've always been a huge music fan as long as I can remember it. Remember every first album in 45 and 78 and CD and cassette and 8-track I ever got. But yeah, you're absolutely right. My first physical job that I worked for somebody was at the YMCA when I was 14 years old. And I used to work all the canteen dances down there. The ones that I wasn't working on or where I could sneak my head out, I was always at those. So you were a huge influence on those. Everybody remembers those things.
We used to get about 2,000 kids at some of those canteens.
It was amazing. Yeah, the people, they would flock to it. Everybody would make their plans around it. And it was what a great gathering spot for teens at that time. You know, you really don't see anything like that anymore. And you know, you would know everybody would be there, and they'd be there from the different schools, and it was a great opportunity to, you know, meet kids from the other schools across town. You did a heck of a job with them.
Sioux Falls Arena back then, there was a time when Sioux Falls actually banned rock and roll at the Sioux Falls Arena. Was that before your time?
I don't remember that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Back in 73, I personally introduced Three Dog Night to 11,700 people at the Sioux Falls Arena. Then we had Black Oak, Arkansas, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Guess Who, the Grassroots, the Doobie Brothers, and then they banned rock and roll for a couple years. And a couple girls got a petition with 5,000 signatures to try and get Elvis Presley here. Well, he found out about that when he evidently heard it in Las Vegas. And he came to Sioux Falls, and they said, well, that's okay. He's not rock and roll.
I do remember that part of it, but now that you bring it up, it definitely it sparks a memory with that. That's great.
Well, what I'm saying is that Sioux Falls has come a long ways. And, in fact, the second time Elvis came back, it was just shortly before he died, and he came back because he loved it here. And there's something about the Midwest and rock and roll that we appreciate it a lot more sometimes than they do in L.A., don't they?
Oh, of course, yeah. It's supply and demand is what it breaks down to. Same with Las Vegas. There's a concert or a show every other night, but when you bring something out to the Midwest, the people make an event around it because they don't have the volume that they normally would in a major city.
Speaking of Chuck Brennan, Dollar Loan Center, a Sioux Falls native who has made good. In fact, your Dollar Loan Centers, it's hundreds of people that you employ. Have you ever found out, you've got 80 different locations throughout the states. It's quite an economic impact that you have.
Well, we employ about 500 people now. We started it in 1998 in Las Vegas with just one store and one employee, and now we have over 80 stores. We're in California, Nevada, South Dakota, and Utah with, like I said, around 500 employees. It's out of all my businesses, it's been the most successful one thus far, and yeah, we do impact a lot of lives on it, from both the people who are borrowing money who can't seem to find it elsewhere, and for a lot of employees, and it's been great for South Dakota. We have 11 locations there, and it's been a fantastic business run out there, too.
Well, you were an entrepreneur, always looking for what is the new thing. Like you said, you had five businesses before you graduated from Washington High, and Dollar Loan Center was number nine. But what are you looking on the horizon at now?
Well, right now, I have a couple things going on. My big business is kind of top secret, but I'm working with a couple of major rock stars that I know to develop a plunge concept that has a rock and roll flair and is a lot more fun and more music-based and things. That's a little bit further out. But what I've really been focusing on for the past couple of years is the Brennan Rock and Roll Academy and on a lot of our charity issues. And we've been working with the Boys and Girls Club and bringing in you know, the kids to the Rock and Roll Academy. It's been fantastic.
Well, tell me now, you've been a part of that every time you come to Sioux Falls. Give us the philosophy for those who don't know what the Rock and Roll Academy is.
Well, the Brennan Rock and Roll Academy is the first ever free music program for the kids of the Boys and Girls Club. I grew up in Sioux Falls. I went to the Boys Club when I was young. It was very impactful for me, and it really helped me out a lot. And I've always tried to find ways to give back to charities and organizations and programs that helped me when I was young. And we donate millions of dollars to youth charities. So I decided to really put my money where my mouth was and make the coolest thing ever with this. So we donated that building on our campus there on 10th Street that we had made originally for a P.F. Chang's back in the day, but they canceled all their tertiary markets when the economy crashed. So I had this beautiful 6,000-square-foot building that was sitting up there, and we developed, you know, this Brennan Rock and Roll Academy, and it's got 9 rehearsal rooms. It's got a concert stage in it. It's got a recording studio in it. It's literally the coolest building and music facility that I've ever seen. And it was awesome to be able to create that, and even better to give that to the Boys and Girls Club for the kids to use for free. These kids just pay $25 a year for a membership to the Boys and Girls Club, and they can use the Brennan Rock and Roll Academy free of charge. And we have over 50 volunteers there right now who are giving lessons, and they give lessons in bass and drums and guitar and vocals and keyboards. And these are lessons that would normally cost the kids $50 to $100 a lesson, but it's absolutely free for the members of the Boys and Girls Club.
Well, going back to the Blitz in Pipestone back then, what were some of the local bands that you were, you know, booking at those days back in, a couple decades ago?
Well, that was all rock stuff. That was in the tail end of the hair metal era. Mm-hmm. So our big regional stuff, you know, besides your Johnny Holm and the Traveling Fun Show and the Litterer Band, you know, that were kind of staples. A lot of the bigger bands over there was a band called Riff Raff, who was big around the Midwest for a while, a band called Slave Raider, who was out of Minneapolis and a big rock band, Crash Alley, who was kind of some of the descendants of the Sioux Falls rock scene. You know, there were several bands like that. And then we did a national act every month. We had, you know, like you said, Joan Jett and Blue Oyster Cult and, you know, Fog Hat and Head East and just a slew of bands and a lot of new bands. One of the craziest things that ever happened at the Blitz is I booked Nirvana there when they first came out for $2,500. And I was on the first run of dates before they got instantly huge overnight. And I still have that contract in my office. It's pretty funny. Of course, they canceled that show and their whole first tour. But to have a contract that says you booked, Nirvana for $2,500 is pretty cool.
I interviewed his mother after his passing, and he's had an interesting life. Chuck, the Rib Fest is coming up in a couple weeks, and it's we're looking for those days when we can get out and really celebrate some nice warm weather. But you've really taken the Rib Fest to a whole new level. It's going to be out at the festival grounds at the Sioux Empire Fairgrounds. And it's going to be nice to have grass under your feet and have a big stage.
Real grass and real trees and real restrooms. Man, parking, it's going to be awesome. The arena came to me not too long ago, actually, just a few months back. And they're 16 years into the Rib Fest. And it's really, it's kind of peaked, to be frank. It was awesome, and it started to come down a little bit. And now with all the construction at the arena and everything that's going on out there, there really isn't room to throw it in the parking lot. And they knew that I had a lot of connections in the national rock and roll scene. So Nicole from the arena reached out to me and asked if I would kind of come in and revive it. They had a few ideas, but my idea was that I would love to do that to help out, but I wanted it to turn into a charity event instead of a for-profit arena event. So I said if they would donate half of the money, you know, across the board to the Brennan Rock and Roll Academy for the Boys and Girls Club kids, that I would come in and give them an entertainment lineup that would blow them away. That was our deal, and that's where we're at today. Boy, we came through. There's an awesome awesome lineup this year. I can't wait to be there.
Well, now you're personally friends with a lot of these. Like you say, they actually came to the Blitz back in the Pipestone days. Give us the rundown for those who don't know who's coming to the Rib Fest just in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm personal friends with almost all of them, and I made a lot of phone calls to everybody to come out and help support this. Several of the bands are donating their time, and the other ones are working on extremely reduced pricing. On Thursday night is Canadian Invasion night, and I kind of put this together because back in the day, a couple of big bands at the Sioux Falls Arena were Loverboy and April Wine. They played back-to-back concerts and sold out way back, and they've always had a major draw in the area. So that night we have a band called Helix from Canada, Honeymoon Suite from Canada, April Wine from Canada, and then headline that night by Loverboy. And Mike Reno was nice enough to come out. He flew in from Canada for the press conference that we had over there at the Academy. He's a great guy and a longtime friend. He's going to put on a heck of a show for us. And that's how we kick things off on Thursday night. Friday night is ladies' night. I got a bunch of rock star guys coming in. We have Stephen Piercy from Rats, Dee Snider from Twisted Sister, Tom Kiefer from Cinderella, and then it's headlined that night by Rick Springfield with his full band and full show, which for any of us who've ever seen a Rick Springfield concert, it's absolutely awesome, and he exemplifies the 80s, and it's something they're going to absolutely dig. And then Saturday night, it's Little Southern Rock with Head East and Foghat. And one of my longtime friends is Ricky Medlock from the band Lynyrd Skynyrd. He used to be previously in a band called Blackfoot, and they used to tour all over the country. And I used to book their dates when they were in the Midwest. So I called on Ricky, and they freed up. They actually canceled the date for us, freed up the Saturday night to headline the whole thing. And we have Lynyrd Skynyrd headlining the show that night. The most fun out of the day is, for me, is going to be Sunday. It's free for everybody, and the kids from the Brennan Rock and Roll Academy are going to be playing. And we're really excited about that. They've been practicing there for about a year now, and they have these great little bands put together, and it's so exciting seeing these kids hit the stage. And to put them on that side of the size of a stage that Lynyrd Skynyrd just played on the night before is going to be incredible. And then headlining on Sunday is Corey and the Fireflies. It's their 20th anniversary show, so it's their only real big show they're playing in Sioux Falls this year, and they're looking forward to that also. But yeah, heck of a lineup for 4 days, huh?
Well, Corey's been part of Ribfest for a long time. I actually, on the very first Ribfest, I was the guy who did the karaoke contest with Crow Radio at that time. But getting back to the kids from the Rock and Roll Academy, tell us about that, because that's going to be kind of special. What age are they, and what schools are they from? And give us a little more, you know, what is it going to be, a full ensemble band or what?
Well, what it's going to be is the kids are, first of all, they're from first grade up to 18. And it's just kids from the Boys and Girls Club, and we have a couple hundred kids over there getting lessons. Last month, we gave over 700 lessons at the Academy. Just incredible. So they get in, they take their guitar lessons, and they're all working on a group of songs, and then we form them into little bands. And we've had a couple concerts already over at the Academy. It's been great. We just had one on our first anniversary in March, and five of the little kids' bands played. One time when we had a concert, Slash flew out from Los Angeles and jammed with the kids. So the bands that the kids form, it's all across the board. You might have a second grade drummer and a 15-year-old singer and a third grade guitarist, boys and girls. It's great mixes. And we plan to have about five of the kids' bands that they formed out there playing at Ribfest. And they'll all do, you know, two, three, four songs each, not a bunch, whatever they learn. But it's funny, and it's awesome, and it's really cool to see them get up there and get on the stage and play. It's remarkable what they can do so quick when they focus on just learning a song. They might not know any chords or music or whatever, but they can mumble their way through AC/DC, Back in Black, and they all know it, and they get up there and do it, and it's really cool.
Well, Michael Jackson started at a very, very young age, and look what happened with his career. Some of these people might make it, don't you think?
Well, I would hope we get at least a rock star or two out of there. That's my goal.
Well, they've been rubbing elbows, like with Alice Cooper. Kiss came back to help you with the Rock and Roll Academy. Who else am I forgetting?
Well, yeah, Alice has been there four times. He was out for the groundbreaking even when we weren't open. He, you know, dug the first shovel in, and he's been real helpful. Kiss has been out there. All the guys who were there for Ribfest came out. Dee Snider, Stephen Piercy's been there and performed from Rat. Vince Neil's performed at the Academy from Motley Crue. Gene Simmons from Kiss performed there, and all of Kiss was there one day for a dedication. And Slash from Guns N' Roses is out playing with the kids there. All these bands that are coming through are anywhere around the Midwest. I try to get them over to the Academy to run in, interact with the kids, meet the instructors, and see what it's all about. And normally they plan on coming in for 15 minutes or so, and they leave 3 hours later after they've signed every autograph, taken every picture, and, you know, are almost brought to tears when they see the facility itself. It's really amazing, John. It's something that these guys have never seen in their life, and they all say they couldn't imagine if they had something that amazing when they were young, and where how that would have impacted them, and a place to go and a place to learn music. And we really take it serious over there. It's not a romper room. It's not a daycare. It's not something like the kids are just playing around and goofing off. You go in, you have your scheduled lesson, and it's a privilege to be there, and you follow the rules or you can't participate.
Well, some of the bands coming in for the Ribfest, are they going to participate with the Rock and Roll Academy when they're here a little bit?
Every one of them, yeah. That's part of the deal. That's every band that's coming in is going to be spending at least an hour or two at the Academy. And they'll be over there meeting the kids, taking pictures, autographs, meeting the instructors, jamming with the kids a little bit. I think Tom Kiefer from Cinderella is going to be doing some jamming with the kids one of the days. But yeah, literally every band on the bill is going to be coming over to the Academy, and we're doing all of our VIP experience things that way.
How are you going to keep the moms away from Rick Springfield?
That's going to be hard, man. They would run through the hills and the rivers, and you know, when Rick's around, the moms come out of the woodwork. You know, Rick Springfield and REO Speedwagon played at the Hollywood Bowl. Just shocked, 75% gals there, and just quite the scenery.
The you mentioned REO Speedwagon. They came to Sioux Falls quite a few times in the early mid '30s. Their airplane was well known here.
REO, you know, they're a Midwestern band in the day. They still are. They play the Midwest all the time. They offer to do Ribfest, but you know, they're out there constantly. Styx and REO, and these guys are just always performing. And yeah, Rick is Rick's going to have a heck of a crowd Friday night. It'll be a lot of
Mom. Lynyrd Skynyrd, they were a big part of a big concert in California, Los Angeles, I believe, in just the last week or so.
Yeah, they're still out there going all the time. Lynyrd Skynyrd is always on the move. They're always doing shows, and this is the first time they played in Sioux Falls, which is big. Last time they played the Sturgis, they did 45,000 people at the Buffalo Chip Campground, and it's just a big band with an awesome following. And by the way, it's the week after Memorial weekend.
That's right. Are you going to have enough ribs to cover the crowd? I mean, this is going to be not your grandfather's Ribfest.
Well, I hope so. We're expecting probably twice the crowd as we normally get at Ribfest. I think so. We have 8 major rib vendors coming in. They know who's coming. They're more excited than anybody on who's coming out. They're going to be stocking up, that's for sure.
Is there going to be a chance for signatures from some of the people? Is there going to be a meet and greet for people if they can?
What we're trying to do is every band that will, as soon as they're done performing, we're asking them to go over to the merchandising area and sign autographs and shirts and, you know, CDs and things like that. It's not guaranteed that everybody's going to, and it depends on the crowd, it depends on the time, but we've got commitments from half of the bands already that they're going to head over and do that. There are some VIP packages available with some meet and greet things, and the radio stations are giving a couple away. But you have to imagine, all these guys are on tour. They're doing a show the day before. They're doing a show the day after. It's the busy summer tour season. They need to get in, get set up, get over to the Academy. They got a lot going on. So it's all about timing.
The Sioux Falls Airport would be pretty busy with probably private planes, I would imagine, during that time.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Well, Chuck Brennan of the Dollar Loan Center, a Sioux Falls native, the area you came from, what can you say to young kids that, like I say, they come from the Boys Club, they come to the Rock and Roll Academy? What do you tell them that, you know, you can be whoever you want to be if you have that dream? Go for it, huh?
I'm a living example, and I give a lot of speeches. I mentor a lot of young entrepreneurs and work with as many kids as I can. I tell them to try to learn some type of a skill so at least they have something to fall back on. But when I grew up, I didn't have anything. I lived in a very rinky-dink house over there in Sioux Falls, kind of in the worst neighborhood in town at the time, or not the worst, but you know, not the best. We didn't have much growing up at all, and I created it all out of nothing. And I just kind of kept going and going and not stopping when the doors were shut. I just kept opening up the doors, and anybody can do it. It's definitely achievable, and I've always tried to lead by example. I've had some businesses that have been major successes and made ungodly amounts of money, and some that have completely failed and put me through bankruptcy. Trial and error, man. When you're in the business world and you're trying to do something different than just work 9-to-5 gig, you got to just keep trying.
Well, with your concert promotion experience and your rock and roll background and your connections and the things that you're doing, Chuck, if you were going to tell the mayor what's the best thing you can do with the new pavilion, what would, if you had a magic wand, what would you say the Sioux Falls Pavilion should really try and book coming up?
Well, the first thing I'd have told him is to name it the Dollar Loan Center. I tried hard.
Mm-hmm.
but Denny beat me out by about $20 million. No, you know what? I've toured the facility. The facility is awesome. I've actually been, you know, as helpful as I can with those guys and getting them in touch with anybody that I know in the rock business and in the music business. And I think they're doing a good job. It's just, you know, it's going to be a battle with Minneapolis now, with Omaha, with Fargo. There's only so many dates these bands have, and they need to get out there and get proactive and get promoters to bring the bands into Sioux Falls, because it is a great arena. People who see it when it opens up are going to be blown away, and it's awesome that Sioux Falls finally has this. I think we're 10 years too late on it. I think we should have beat Sioux City to the punch, but hey, at least it's here.
Well, when Simmons of Kiss and Alice Cooper and the guy Mötley Crüe, all the people you were talking about, quite a few is what I'm saying. When they come to Sioux Falls, they kind of notice that Sioux Falls is kind of a nice place to be, isn't it?
They love Sioux Falls. You know, Night Ranger came out. They were the first band to play at the Academy the first night we opened. They ended up staying 4 days at the Academy and recorded a song for the new album there. You know, the bands, they dig it. Sioux Falls is a great city. There's a lot going on. It's very Midwest, about as Midwest as you get, and it's different. They like that. It's a whole different pace than they're used to. From my part, anyway, from the rock and roll side of things, I've done my best to put Sioux Falls on the map since the Academy is open. There's a lot of people out there talking about Sioux Falls and the Brennan Rock and Roll Academy because they've been there. And we've rolled a lot of major rock stars through there and comedians. We had Louis Anderson perform there, George Lopez perform there, Robbie Krieger from The Doors played there. I mean, we've got tons and tons and tons of major icons in the rock business, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers and actors. You know, the guys, my friends from Pawn Stars in Vegas came out during the opening week to check it out. It's just, it's really created this vibe, and I think the arena can maybe capitalize on a little of this, and, you know, we're gonna do our best to help out.
For the young kid out there that says, well, how do I get to be part of the Rock and Roll Academy? How do you do that?
It's very simple. You go sign up at the Boys and Girls Club. It costs you $25 a year. You have all the benefits of the Boys and Girls Club on the things they're doing, and then you also have full reign of the Brennan Rock and Roll Academy. They'll get you scheduled, and you just start going. They got it all figured out. The Boys and Girls Club run it, and they've been doing a heck of a job. They have an awesome staff over there, and they've really taken this on as one of their pet projects. It's the only Boys and Girls Club in the country to have it. You have it right in Sioux Falls. It's awesome.
Is your son coming with you?
Of course, yeah. Jet gets out there all the time. He's a drummer. He got his first drum kit when he was 5 years old from Eric Singer, the drummer of Kiss. Eric made him a little drum kit that looked just like his from Pearl Drums, and he loves it. He knows all these rock stars and loves to hang out. So he loves the Academy, and he'll be there for sure.
Well, Chuck, I'm glad that you got a hold of the Rib Fest because you are taking it to another level. We kind of lost the Dakota Festival a few years back and kind of missed that. It is a beautiful area to have a concert out there at the fairgrounds. So I go way back there, too. I brought in, what was it? We had a Battle of the Bands at the Sioux Empire Fair once that I put on, and Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. In fact, Chuck, I don't know if you know this, I brought in the very first religious show. We brought in Tommy Netherton and... I forget what the other group, they were a trio that's written all the gospel songs. We filled that grandstand on a Tuesday night for $3.50 a ticket.
I remember when you did that Dr. Hook show. I'll tell you one thing that's crazier than that. My mom was having lunch at the downtown Holiday Inn, rode the elevator with him, and got a signature on a napkin. And my parents were always huge fans of Dr. Hook, and it was the first national act they had at the Blitz. It was Ol' Ray.
Well, you remember KISD Radio was kind of on Main Street?
Of course.
And I told them, you know, come on down to the radio station when you get back to the hotel. Well, they came over and brought their guitars. I set up a bunch of mics, and they started playing live on the radio at 1 o'clock in the morning. And we had like 300 people outside the window they had to block off in Main Avenue. That's part of our history.
That's funny.
You mentioned REO Speedwagon. They came to Sioux Falls quite a few times. Their airplane was well known here. I think it was about four or five times they played at the Sioux Falls Arena.
REO, you know, they're a Midwestern band in the day. They still are. They play the Midwest all the time. They offer to do Rib Fest. But, you know, they're out there constantly. Styx and REO, and these guys are just always performing. And I wanted to do some things that were unique. I really wanted to have something major. And this Lynyrd Skynyrd thing is a big deal. These guys are $250,000 a night when they perform on any Saturday night as their minimum going rate. They did it for us, which is a steal, and they canceled the show in Detroit to do it. And these guys have just been awesome. So having a huge headliner on the bill like that is really helped out. And we've really worked hard on doing this. So anybody who gets it, I really appreciate it.
It's the Rib Fest coming up in just a few weeks. Chuck, want to thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you when you come to Sioux Falls.
Absolutely. Anytime, John. You take care.
This has been Forum, and thank you for listening.